Now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up out of Egypt and led you into the land which I have sworn to your fathers. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. And as for you, you shall not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You shall tear down their altars, but you have not obeyed me. What is this thing that you have done? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from you, but they will become like thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. Now when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the sons of Israel, the people raised their voices and wept, so they named that place Bochim. And there they sacrificed to the Lord. When Joshua had dismissed the people, the sons of Israel went, each one to his inheritance, to take possession of the land. The people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who survived. Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. And another generation rose up after them who did not know the Lord, nor even the work which he had done for Israel. Then the sons of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals, and they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them up.
Then the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he handed them over to plunderers, and they plundered them. And he sold them into the hands of their enemies around them, so that they could no longer stand against their enemies. Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had spoken, and just as the Lord had sworn to them, so that they were severely distressed. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them from the hands of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to their judges, for they committed infidelity with other gods and bowed down to them. They turned aside quickly from the way raised up judges for them. The Lord was with the judge and saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who tormented and oppressed them. But it came about when the judge died that they would turn back and act more corruptly than their fathers, and following other gods to serve them and bow down to them. They did not abandon their practices or their obstinate ways. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he said, because this nation has violated my covenant, which I commanded their fathers, and has not listened to my voice, I in turn will no longer drive out from them any of the nations which Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether they will keep their fathers did or not. So the Lord allowed those nations to remain, not driving them out quickly. And he did not hand them over to Joshua.